nobody brings Philadelphia fans closer together than the Green Legion. From tailgates in South Philly to invading enemy territory, this group is the home to the true Philadelphia sports fan. Now their party hits the airwaves. Quimby, Michael Diaz, Chris Sapp, Slash, and Super Sam Ross always keep the conversation going. So crack a beer, take a shot, and join the virtual tailgate now on Green Legion Radio.
All right, everybody, welcome to Green Legion Radio here on a beautiful, is it supposed to be nice and beautiful on Saturday?
88
and sunny. Joining us on the ride down or back from the shore. Everybody, my name is Quimby, hosting this evening alongside Chris Sackmaster, Super Sam Brady, Slash, and Diaz's forehead.
Ha ha ha! What is up, people?
Well, what I meant to say was Diaz's five head. So, everybody, Green Legion Radio is brought to you by Bud Light Seltzer, and Michelob Ultra, Stateside Vodka and Stateside Bourbon, Diaz, Dave Bavuso, State Farm, Greater Philadelphia Health Action, Bucks County Baseball Company, Premier Window Cleaning, WeHateDirtyWindows.com, the Ludlum Bar and Grill, and Advantage Health Plus. You guys, make sure you rate, review, subscribe, download to the show on iHeartRadio's mobile app, iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. For Sackmaster, Sales Guy Slash the Gobbler, Super Sam Brady, this is the founder of Diaz Nation. Really? You are no longer allowed to write run sheets, sir.
Clip that up, Slash. We need that. Put that in the promo.
No more run sheets. Ban run sheets.
Everybody, that's true. Let's ban run sheets altogether.
I am still out of the country, so we are all remote today. Urban Fryer is on vacation with his beautiful wife. I am catching a glare off that forehead, Mr. Diaz. That's it. Russ Taylor, started up already. Love it. Love it. I would like to start the show here this evening with something that somebody sent me, and I won't say who in case he doesn't want to be part of this absolute crap show. Today, American citizen Brittany Griner received a prison sentence that is one more reminder of what the world already knew. Russia is wrongfully detaining Brittany. It's unacceptable, and I call on Russia to release her immediately so she can be with her wife, loved ones, friends, and teammates. Signed, President Joe Biden.
I didn't know he woke up from his midday nap to type that up.
Do you know where Russia is?
I don't know. Isn't where the bathroom is. That's why they put him in man diapers.
Man, Russia can't do this, man.
Are you absolutely kidding me? Okay, hold on. Do you know what I see here? That which nobody except me wants to say. We need to send this message because she is black, female, and gay. That's it. Because he doesn't give a rat's ass about anybody else anywhere in the world that's being wrongfully detained for bringing hash into a country where it's illegal. Are you absolutely kidding me? Thank you, President Joe, Sleepy Joe, for starting World War III over Brittany Griner. Anybody else care to comment? I'm done.
I mean, I'd like to say, you know, absolutely true. I'm not disputing your take there, but this also reinforces what a crap country Russia is. I mean, thankfully, I took my hashish to London and to Paris and to Greece and to Italy and Croatia, all these wonderful countries. What Russia needs to do is lighten up and light up. And I think a little bit more of their own hashish smoking.
Anybody else?
Yeah, I have something. I was watching the news today and I was checking out Instagram and Action News, and on their feed, there was a lot of pissed off people that this is even a debate. She broke the rules. You do the time. That's the end of the discussion. It has nothing to do with what she is or who she is or
where
she's
from. Broke
the rules,
broke the law.
Right. She broke the law. So now you're suffering the consequence. You are not special. You are just a regular person. You broke the law, and now that's that. And you did it at a time when we were right on the cusp of a war. So it's your own fault times two.
It's actually, Sack, I'll let you have this table. It's political positioning. We all know that. All right. If she gets a year, we let her go and she serves a year. We give her nine. Now we have to give up the arms dealer to get her back. It's posturing. We all know this, but so is Biden's statement. And if you can't read through that, then you are an asshat and you deserve to be at the bottom of the food chain when the rest of the world decides to let you go.
It's Darwinism at its best.
Sorry, Diaz. I said Sack was up next.
I look at it like this. It's taken 25 years for somebody to actually notice the WNBA exists. I mean, this is like borderline ridiculous, if not pure insanity, that this is even a question of matter. You broke the law. You play stupid games. You win stupid prizes. And the simple fact of the matter that the president of the United States doesn't have enough time to wipe his own ass during the course of a day. He has enough time to type this thing up and threaten another country who is completely unstable in this matter of time with what you see them doing with Ukraine and how they're being ran by Putin right now. And you're going to go ahead and you're going to make that political statement for them to release her immediately for a WNBA player. Like, I don't even care if it's NBA, NHL, MLB, NFL. No. Does not matter. If you're in another person's house, you abide by their rules. And when you're in another country, you abide by their laws. And you broke them. You're the one that's going to have to pay for it. And I don't see any reason why that we
right.
should have to.
This is not Phillies baseball. You're long-winded. Let me ask you a question. Big time. All right? Seriously. Please explain to me how Joe Biden thinks she is being wrongfully detained. That's what I want to know. First one to raise their hand. Go.
Well, I just want to know what the definition is of it, if Joe even knows it, because obviously he doesn't. Diaz.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't write this. His staffers write it. They just
Thank
prop
you.
Him up.
Yep.
They roll him out like Hannibal Lecter, you know, unleash him from his guards. And then he reads whatever in front of him with a little stumbling. And he throws a little, you know what I'm saying, man.
He's almost like a macho man.
You voted for him.
That is true. It was an anti-Trump. I did not vote for him. It was an anti-Trump vote.
Hey, great. Anybody's better than Trump. Did you ever see the movie The New Guy with DJ Qualls?
Oh, yeah. Actually, I did see that one. That's what I did see.
We're releasing Biden like that out of the prison.
Oh, God.
Prison van?
That dude, DJ Qualls, first off, nice name grab there. You remember that dude's name. Weirdest looking dude that's made multiple movies in the last 25 years. That dude's weird looking, man.
Steve Buscemi.
Well, he's a good actor, though.
Yeah, I know, but weirder looking.
It's just his broken piano grill.
Not you know, Chad Qualls, Sack.
Not Chad Qualls.
Anybody else want to add anything on Griner before I just say, yeah?
Well, yeah, I was
– get what you got.
Yeah, this is Darwinism at its best. Do we really want her here? She's got all the things that you guys said are absolutely true, but also, like, just use your head. You are quote-unquote high profile. Don't you travel with someone? Isn't this is what your entourage or even – someone you're traveling with, your agent, a bodyguard or something, they're the ones that take the hit. You give them the stuff to get caught, not you. You know, not only, yeah, you broke all that stuff.
So hold on a second. Diaz, what your point is if you're high profile, please travel with a mule.
Yeah, yeah. That's right.
That's not I don't think that's a terrible thing, actually. He's right. There should have been someone to take the fall for her, so there wasn't a pawn in set.
Who is going to wind up rotting in a Russian jail for the rest of their lives? You guys.
Well,
wow.
No.
Liberal attitude.
First of all, it's 8 years or 9 years right now, so let's not go crazy rest of our lives.
Okay. All right. Hold on a second. Take 9 years out of your life.
No, I'm certainly
That's
not.
That's a long freaking time, Sam.
I've done it, yeah. And I'm certainly not going to do it, but I wouldn't be dumb enough to be traveling with the WNBA in the first place.
Well, and that right there sums it up, all right? I wouldn't be dumb enough to do that, Sack.
Well, the thing is, though, is she wasn't traveling with the WNBA. She was playing over in Russia because the WNBA doesn't pay crap. These girls go every other country in the world to make money because the WNBA is a bottom feeder. They get 2,000 fans a night. If they're lucky, they don't make anything. So they have to travel to these other countries and these foreign worlds and bring in their own hash and whatever they need to do because that's where they make their bread. And you take 9 years out of her life, that's 9 years out of her career, 9 years in her prime. When she comes out, she's got nothing left.
Whether or not it's 9 years or 4 months, she's done anyway. No one's going to want to deal with her drama that goes with all her baggage anyway. She's done now. If she gets released tomorrow, she's done now.
No, she's going to be she's going to be a hero. Amongst heroes. Oh, yes, no doubt about it.
Guys, let's table this. We have 9 years to talk about this. We'll be talking about this when I'm 37.
Sorry, Brittany. Yeah, I mean, like, she's got to get a mule. I figured this out a couple of years ago. That's why Sam is my mule. Not only does she make the grilled cheese with the tomato and some brownies, she carries all my stuff on Green Legion trips. Every single one. Looking forward to Arizona with you, Sam.
Sam, we do have a song loaded, don't we?
I have things loaded, not a song.
Yeah.
I do have a song. I don't have it loaded, but I can do that in the break.
Okay.
Is it Hail to the Jackass? Because that's what Diaz is.
I may or may not have captured some singing of my own last weekend. So.
Oh, no.
Slash, how much time do we have in this segment?
Good 10 minutes.
10 minutes?
Yep.
All right. I'm going to let Sackmaster loose right now because was quoted on social media promoting the show. He's currently filleting Dave Dombrowski and
with good reason.
And Sack, I want you to just for a brief moment to step up, take off your knee pads and talk about what's going on.
Wipe your mouth and talk it over.
Oh my God.
Really? Okay. Well, I was starting to wonder how you were burning so many calories a day, and I guess that's how you're doing it.
Well timed retort.
Why do you think I left the country?
You're not in Thailand, are you?
Don't look out the window.
First and foremost, I have to give most of the credit, and it's not even a Dave Dombrowski. I have to give.
Thank you. I appreciate it, but you don't need to give me that credit.
I have to give most of the credit to NBC Sports Philadelphia's own Jim Salisbury. Because over the course of the last week and a half, since him and Nick Castellanos got into it, Stone Cold Jim Salisbury has driven Nick Castellanos back to hit 373 since that incident. And he finally hit a home run after 26 games. I got to give all the credit in the world to Jim Salisbury. But no, Dave Dombrowski, what an unbelievable move this guy has done. Go ahead.
Real quick, Zach.
Sure.
Cause we're gonna spend a little bit of time on the Phillies today, because right now, as you said, you're getting Segura back, you're getting Bryce Harper back, and they're going to make a run. So it's an exciting time to talk about the Phillies when we still haven't had our first preseason game. Yay, Jalen Hurts. He completed a couple of passes to AJ Brown. Everybody's healthy. Good. There we go. That's training camp in a nutshell. But question right now is, does an issue like that incident in the locker room with Salisbury and Castellanos, do you think this permanently gets his head out of his ass, or is it a temporary thing, and do we need to continually piss this guy off to play as well as he can?
The big reason why I was excited when we got Castellanos is because he has an edge to him. This team hasn't had much of players with edge over the years. Like, I was excited because, like, if you look at his stops throughout the course of his career, Cincinnati and Detroit and the type of player that he was, last year sliding into home plate, sliding into a pitcher after he was thrown at earlier in the game and he flexed his muscles on top of him. I've been saying for a couple months on Baseball Brunch that my man just need to take his bat to a water cooler in the dugout. So something's got to click with him. His frustrations need to come out somewhere along the line here. And that moment in time, and you know, Murph said this the other day on the show. He said that this happens all the time. It's just, it's not on the cameras. It's not, you know, put out on Twitter all the time. So we don't get to see it every single day. I mean, there was a point in time where Murph almost got into it with Jonathan Papelbon after a post-game interview.
Who has everybody it? Everybody get into it with Jonathan Papelbon?
Who has it? Yeah, but like, you know, he had to straighten Papelbon out, and then he didn't have any problems with him after that. But listen.
I'm sure Murph straightened out Papelbon.
Well, something's got to. And it's got to be Green Legion Radio's own Greg Murphy. But I look at what Castellanos can do. And he said this after his big home run in the eighth inning on Wednesday's afternoon's game, which, again, was his first home run since June 30th, is that now he's starting to realize that and Rhys Hoskins said this in 2017 when he first came up, and he was on a complete tear. He's hitting home runs. He's at MLB Network. And they asked him, like, you know, how are you hitting so many home runs? What are you doing? And he's like, you hit home runs when you don't try to hit home runs. They just kind of happen. And I think Nick is starting to realize that now, that instead of just worrying about hitting home runs and triples and doubles all the time, take that base hit to right field and get on base in front of other guys and let them drive you in. Give them an opportunity to have runners in scoring position. He's starting to realize that now. And if you look at his career statistics, his best month of his career is August. So we had June Schwarber. We had Alec Bohm in July. And listen, you want to say Bryce Harper, I'm calling it right now. Bryce Harper will be back on Friday, August 19th. They come back from the road through New York and Cincinnati. And he will be back in the lineup on Friday, August 19th, when they open up a four-game set against the Mets that weekend. But this is time for Nick Castellanos to get going. This lineup needs him to get going. It only makes this lineup so much better.
All right, keep going. This is it?
I got long-winded the other night, and you guys practically told me to shut the hell up. So I figured if you had questions and you wanted to go ahead, I see Diaz raising a hand, I see Slash. Go ahead, pitch your questions. Let's go.
What happened to Didi? Let's talk about Didi, the releasing of him on Thursday.
Yeah, listen, if you look at the roster as a whole, they've released three guys this week. And three guys that just don't have any room on the roster anymore. There's no need for Odubel Herrera anymore. Hooray! Thank you, God. Jurys Familia, DFA Familia. We finally got rid of him, and the guy can't hold an 8-1 lead, an 8-2 lead. You can't be on the roster. And they're bringing in guys to replace them that actually are going to perform in this lineup. And then now Gene Segura is back on Thursday night. He's in the starting lineup at second base. Bryson Stott has played really well since the calendar turned over to June. He's the future. And what you have seen from David Dombrowski over the last few days here is he doesn't care how much money you make. You're not on the roster if you can't help this team out anymore. And Didi, listen, I appreciate the Didi, the player, the guy that took over for Derek Jeter years ago in New York, had a really good career. He has one home run this season. And everyone's like, oh, well, his defense has been really well lately. Okay, that's great. They traded for Edmundo Sosa, who is a very plus defender at shortstop. They're going to start Bryson Stott every single day at shortstop now. And when they get into the later points of the game, that's when they're going to, and they have a lead, they're going to put Edmundo Sosa there, and he's going to be the one that cleans it up over there at shortstop.
And don't forget Johan Camargo, too. I mean, he's a beast on the defensive side as well, and he's hitting 20 points better than Didi did. So he's not a bigger name, but he's definitely a better asset than Didi.
Camargo's also in AAA right now. So they have plenty of depth. They have Camargo down at AAA. Nick Maton's down at AAA. He's tearing the cover off the ball since he got back from a shoulder injury. They still have Yara Munoz who can play. The Phillies have a lot of depth. And if you look at their bench right now, they're going to be hard pressed to find a spot when Bryce comes back. Derek Hall's going to be down at AAA after that, which provides even more depth on this team, more pop, and they can call him up in September and he can contribute down the stretch. Diaz.
No, I'm saying, you know, it's what's nice to see what they did. And I don't, you know, are they going to be as good as what the Padres did? Are they going to be as good as what the Mets did? Who cares? They went out and addressed their weak points that they had on their roster. And you started off with Salisbury and Castellanos. You know, what's past is past. It's a new season. It starts right now. You know, we've got a month left of important baseball, and they got a great schedule coming up. I mean, you know, they got the Mets there, but they got a good schedule coming up. And it's like, you know, in past years, it's like they'll make the playoffs. But this is like they're in the best position they've been. They've improved their roster, and then their injured guys are coming back in the next. Well, you say, you know, the reporters are saying like 3 to 4 weeks. You're saying like 2 weeks, but still, you know,
Dombrowski said 2 to 3 weeks. Dombrowski said the other day 2 to 3 weeks on Harper.
On that Mets series, Diaz. You say they got a great schedule. You know, you have the Mets. All right, you're not going to catch the Mets. We all know this, but
right.
But you definitely need to instill some fear into them in that series. All right. You got to win the series, but more so, you know, you got to take all of them. That's what I say. You take all of them and go, oh, well, the Phillies are in it now. Go ahead, Sec.
Now, what Diaz is talking about as far as the schedule is concerned, they have 4 games against the Nationals, 3 against the Marlins next week. Then they go for 3 in New York and then 3 in Cincinnati. And then they come back and 4 against the Mets. But then they have the Pirates towards the end of the month and the Diamondbacks towards the end of the month. Mm-hmm. What you're looking at right now is like the Milwaukee Brewers are coming back to the pack with St. Louis. St. Louis has caught them. They're the half game on Thursday night behind the Brewers for the Central lead. That leaves 3 teams. One of them's going to get the Central, but it's 3 teams for 2 spots. Cause once you get past the Phillies and the Cardinals, who are tied for that third wild card, it's 5.5 games back as the next closest contender. And that's the Giants. And the Giants were looking to sell at the trade deadline.
Slash
had the one finger.
One minute. Wrap up the segment. Yep.
Oh, that was the 1 minute sign.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, that was about a minute ago, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, let's do that. You know, we'll do a live read when we come back. Green Legion Radio here on Fox Sports, The Gambler, 102.5 FM, Philadelphia. Beautiful Saturday afternoon. I'm sure you're stuck in traffic going to or from the shore, but we hope you are enjoying hanging out with us here for a little while. So on that note, we're going to take a quick break. And we come back, we're going to stick with the Phillies for just a hot second. But before we finish our second segment, we are going to get into the birds. Everybody, Green Legion Radio back right after.
The Gambler, presented by Cure Auto Insurance. California.
Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports, The Gambler, 102.5 FM, Philadelphia. Premier Window Cleaning is the leading window cleaning company in Philadelphia and the surrounding areas. Family owned and operated for 30 years. They offer commercial and residential window cleaning, pressure washing, parking garage cleaning, graffiti removal, post-construction cleaning, and more. Every employee is trained, certified, and goes through an extensive background check at Premier Window Cleaning. Your satisfaction level needs to be 100%. As no job is complete until you're happy. With clients like Lincoln Financial Field, Comcast, Chop Roberts, and University of Pennsylvania, you cannot go wrong. For more information and a full list of services, give them a call at 267-259. Oh, no, I was about to give my number. 267-534-5198. That's 267-534-5198. Or head to their website, wehatedirtywindows.com. That's wehatedirtywindows.com.
You almost gave your OnlyFans page there.
And if for a good time, call 267-259. Everybody, want to thank Diaz, rare moment, for actually writing up the run sheet today. And, I'm still losing my head in calories. And, he was kind enough to do so.
He doesn't know he's muted.
Oh,
he's trying to talk right now and he doesn't know he's muted.
Let's keep him that way.
Idiot. Oh my God. Who's unmuting him? All right.
I'm unmuting me. Why should I be muted in the first place?
You're too close to the microphone, knucklehead. Move back. So, love this first question and let's go around the ring. We're going to go Sack slash Sam if she wants to and Diaz and then myself. Who's your 2022 Eagles breakout player?
Wow.
It's a good one, right?
Yeah, it is. I look at Landon Dickerson. I know he had a really good year last year.
On my list.
Yeah, but I look at him. He stands out to me. I mean, this offensive line should be knocking the chocolate out of everybody every single chance that they have. I don't know. I know the Eagles want to throw the football more, and they're going to throw the football more, but they will still run the football, and they will do it effectively, and they're going to do it on that left side of the line behind Jordan Mailata and Landon Dickerson, who's just an absolute beast. I know we all had our question marks about him when they drafted him. You know, 4 out of 5 years, he finished the year unhealthy. But I'll tell you what, man, I was very impressed by him last year. I think he takes it to another level this season because he went through a whole offseason where he wasn't rehabbing and he didn't have surgery. I think that's a big thing. Slash.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to stay on the offensive side, and you alluded to it, Zach. They're going to try and throw the ball more because they got those two, probably the best wide receiver duo they've ever had going into a season, which opens up the field for Dallas Goedert. Dallas Goddard's been like a mid-tier tight end. I think
you're going to say Jalen Reagor.
No, please. Well, he beat double coverage in training camp. He's going to break out. No, Dallas Goedert, I think the open, you know, the middle of that field is going to be wide open for him. Jalen Hurts loves his safety blanket. Look for him to take that step that we've been looking for, Dallas Goedert.
Super Sam.
Yeah, you guys can skip me because I'm talking to the room right now.
Okay.
Oh, see, yeah. Skip you in general. So the room is going to break out this year.
Zach, you had mentioned this already, and, you know, we might not think of it as a breakout player locally. But nationally, I think this is the year that Jordan Mailata gets that All-Pro honor. You know, we talk about him. We know who he is. We love him. Quimby is, you know, in Columbia.
I am Sax Dombrowski for
right. I didn't want to say it myself, but I think this is the year where that next step is made. And I'm gonna go. Who I'm gonna it? Say Jordan Mailata.
Jordan Mailata. By the way, Russ Taylor, knocked the chocolate out of everyone. What if there are Caucasians on the other team, Chris Sack?
Yeah, I guess he's never seen Remember the Titans.
I was going to say, I didn't know where that came
from. That's a line from Remember the Titans. They'll knock the chocolate out of you.
I'll tell you what movie it's not from. Goodfellas or The Godfather.
Exactly.
You know, I think Paul Blart 2 is on tonight. I might have to watch it.
Oh, my God. Oh.
By the way, you can keep The Godfather as well. I won't watch any of them. They're annoying, and they insist upon themselves, just like Peter Griffin says.
I can
Sam,
use
Sam, you gave
advice.
Up your chance. You didn't want to participate in this. It's all good. It's all good. Remember who has the actual control of the Green Legion radio email. So, it's all good. Don't worry about it. Yeah, until I change the password.
You'll never give up that password.
In all fairness, and I hate saying it, I honestly think the player that I'm staying on offensive well, on offense as well.
Wow.
I think it's Miles Sanders.
Wow.
And I think it's because he's in a contract year. All right. I think he's going. Sam and I were talking about this on the Right on Cue show on Tuesday. I think he's going to find a way to stay healthier. That nagging hamstring injury is not going to be so nagging in a contract year. Right now, he's up for his, keeping in mind, the average length of a running back's career in the NFL is 3 years. He's coming into year 4. He has one chance to get paid, and it's going to be next year. I think he is going to be an incredibly dynamic and healthy running back this year. My take. Zach.
I mean, we all went offense. So does anybody have anybody on the defensive side? Because, I mean, I look at friend of the program from last season. He was a great interview. We had a great show with him. Safety Marcus Epps.
Oh,
I know one of the things that he was talking about last season was how he wanted to run out of that tunnel as a starter at the link. That was one thing that he was looking forward to doing in his career. I don't think he got there last year. And now I'm seeing Lou Mancini said it, but he's going off the rails with Epps. He's going to have so much opportunity back there because he's not going to have to worry about being one of those safeties up in the box. They have so much on the front line, and then the linebackers are the best the position has been in about 20 years. And then on the outsides, he's got two seasoned cornerbacks and probably the best slot corner in the game and Avante Maddox.
You're not giving us enough of an opportunity talk about anybody else on defense. Richard.
I named one guy.
You just named half of the defense.
I named one guy by name.
Yeah,
Avante Maddox.
But Marcus, 1,500 miles away, we can still piss off Quimby.
We're good at it.
And he's removed entirely.
Hey, you guys are Richards. I got a name for you, Zach. Marcus Epps is actually on my short list. He's getting rave reviews in camp. On the same line.
Wait, are you saying he represents the Lollipop Guild?
No. As Irv said last week, Diaz in the short bus.
Yeah, right.
That's the first one today, Slash. Make sure you mark that one down.
Back to the show. I would say another potential breakout, getting great reviews from camp. Played well down the stretch last year. Everyone's saying we finally have linebackers. TJ Edwards reports, he's been playing the best out of camp. We got Kaiser White. We all jumping for joy for N'Kobe Dean. We really shouldn't expect that much from him, as a rookie. You know, I mean, he's learning the defense and stuff like that. But, TJ Edwards playing well. Marcus Epps, you know, we're excited about all these other pieces. Maybe they were here all along. I don't know.
I may have one, and it could be another crazy Ivan, if you will. Another person in a contract year, and it's not Fletcher Cox. Javon Hargrave has already broken out. He's a great player, but there's somebody else on that line that still has not had a breakout season in Derek Barnett.
What do they have down there?
I said it's a crazy Ivan. All right, you can't talk about anybody else on this field other than on defense that you guys already named that are going to have breakout years. N'Kobe Dean's not going to have a breakout year. We know he's not going to get enough playing time. TJ Edwards is obviously an easy pick. Marcus Epps, just based on his performance last year, is an easy pick in this category. The rest of the defensive line, I mean, you could say Jordan Davis, but that's not a breakout year because a breakout year doesn't come in year one. You're limited to the amount of players you can actually select that you guys haven't chosen already that could have breakout seasons. Fletcher Cox is not going to have a breakout season. Brandon Graham's not going to have a breakout season. Shavon Hargraves, not going to have a breakout season.
Take Josh Sweat. Take Josh Sweat then over.
Josh Sweat had his breakout season. That's why he got a contract for $44 million. The only one left is legitimately and only Derek Barnett. Will it happen? No, he's the last one I could name.
I got one for you.
Antonio Williams, good to see you.
How about this one for a breakout on the defense? Jonathan Gannon. Everyone says, oh, Jonathan Gannon, he's going to be hired as a head coach. You're like, what? How is this guy? Well, he's got all the pieces that he needs now. Let's see this defense he's so good at. Hey, you know, I mean, it could be.
Let me ask this, just flipping sides of the ball again. We all named offensive players initially, but nobody mentioned Jalen Hurts. If all these players have breakout years, don't you think Jalen Hurts would be part of that?
Absolutely. Did we name a receiver in this?
I said Dallas Goedert, only because we have the two stud receivers.
Okay, so then you're partial to this Jalen Hurts argument. No.
Okay.
I think Devontae Smith could have a breakout year.
I don't think Jalen Hurts is going to have a breakout year. That's just me.
I don't think he's going to have a breakout year either. I think Jalen Hurts is going to continue to progress as a quarterback.
Yeah.
I think he's going to be better than he was last year. And I think with that, we're not going to spend the draft picks on a quarterback to restart. He's going to earn himself another season as the starting quarterback, and we'll continue to worry about it later on.
We're going to figure out that this is his ceiling.
Barring some sort of natural disaster or injury, I think Jalen Hurts is your quarterback for the next 2 or 3 years. Whether or not you want to think it, but keeping in mind the adversity and what had been asked from him his entire college career, he had to come back. Whenever he does, he shines. He's had question marks around him all the time. I just think he's going to continue to get better. Breakout year? No. You get him to the playoffs this year and you get a W under the belt, which I believe they will have, including another one if they're not the number one seed at 14-3. Woo! Yes, I'm saying it again.
Wow, they got some good stuff in Columbia.
But remember this. This guy doesn't need to have his confidence built in the playoffs. This guy needs his confidence built against Detroit, against the Vikings, and against the Redskins.
The commodes.
Ooh, commodes. Whatever. All right. Fact. He's got three easy games. His toughest game.
Or in that, well, Jaguars.
I'm saying, you get him three good games under his belt and he comes back home against the Jaguars, I think he lights it up. Lights it up. Slash, where are we on time?
We got 2 minutes.
All right. Sack, you want to add anything to that?
No, I listen, everything, and I know this bothers Irv whenever we start talking about this, but everything is tied to Jalen Hurts. The talent is there. I don't want to put everything on him. I think part of it has to be the coaching staff too. Sirianni and Gannon, are they going to take the next steps this year as head coach and defensive coordinator? Is Gannon really going to solidify himself as a head coaching candidacy next offseason? Time will tell. But 80% of this is tied to Jalen Hurts. The ceiling of this team is tied to Jalen Hurts. How good can he be? How good will he be is going to determine how they are towards the end of the season, their record, and how that's going to set them up as they get into the postseason. That is going to – we saw it in 2017. Them having home field advantage is the reason why that they got the Falcons and then they got the Vikings and they got them both at home. And that set them up for the path to get to the Super Bowl. That's how this season's going to have to be laid out. They're going to have to be great. They're going to have to be 12-5, 13-4 in order to set themselves up for success.
You know who's not going to have a breakout year? Brittany Griner.
way to end the segment on a high note.
Well, I think Quimby's down there smoking ganja with the Colombian Brittany Griner. So,
yeah. When have I ever had weed attached to my name?
I know. Much to my regret, I've never been able to convert this guy.
Well, I know that's definitely a Diaz thing and a gummy thing.
Yeah.
No gummy today.
Great. And before we have to listen to Diaz go on and on about making weed legal around the world, let's take a quick break. Let's take a quick break here on Green Legion Radio on Fox Sports The Gambler, 102.5 FM Philadelphia. I'm Quimby, joined alongside Sackmaster / Super Sam Brady and Shut Up Diaz. We will be back right after this.
The Gambler, presented by Cure Auto Insurance.
But Green Legion Radio here on Fox Sports, The Gambler, 102.5 FM, Philadelphia. You've changed thousands of diapers, cut off hundreds of crusts, played hours of peekaboo because you do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Dave Bavuso will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call State Farm agent Dave Bavuso at 856-740-5012. That's 856-740-5012 today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer or applicant subject to State Farm underwriting requirements. You guys, we got another question from Diaz. Here. No, it's a good one.
Well, it's just Diaz.
And we're going to go around the ring again, Sack / Sam, me, and then the idiot that wrote the question. What are you more excited to see, week one, Eagles offense or defense?
Defense. I know we were pretty profound about our love for offense in the opening segment, but I'm looking forward to seeing this defense fly around. I'm excited to see that. Like, you have no better option or a target than Jared Goff in week one. If you're going to tee up on anybody, and last season, the Eagles were second to last in sacks in the NFL. And how better of a way to start off your 2022 campaign in trying to get yourself from that, you know, second to league worse than Zach's than against Jared Goff. They should tee off on him all game, no remorse. Easy defense.
I'm going to go offense. I think you got a new toy in A.J. Brown. I think you can showcase him early. I want to see that explosive talent on the offensive side. The defense, I expect them to play well. It's Detroit. It's Jared Goff. And if they do play well, which I hope they do, I think it's expected of them. So I want to see that offense shine early on and carry momentum for the rest of the season.
Sam, you want to add or you work in the room?
I was working the room, sorry.
All right. Sam's always working the room.
Shut up, Diaz! Shut up!
I'm a product of gangrene defense, man. I gotta be honest with you. I would always rather watch our team mauling the hell out of an offense than us trying to be cute on offense. That's unfortunately what I've seen a lot of this team in recent years. I want to see a nasty defense again. I think our offense is going to be pretty damn good, but I think our offense is going to be pretty damn good because our defense is even better. I am a firm believer that we open up in Detroit, which, by the way, go to greenlegion.com, everyone. We just switched tailgate locations.
That place looks awesome, Q.
Yeah. And guess what? The weekend that we're out there, we're going to use that place as our headquarters. And the Tigers are hosting the Royals that entire weekend.
Have you ever been to Comerica?
I have not.
It's top 10 for me. It's fringe top 5. It's so cool. It's old school. It's like regal. It's got a bunch of like old architecture. It's an awesome place.
Well, I'll tell you this. Where the tin roof is, and at balcony, it should be close enough that I can tag myself at Comerica Park and actually make you think I went in there and give a crap. So
I love you too.
But we also upgraded the menu at the Tin Roof to include beef brisket, pulled pork, grilled chicken, grilled shrimp, and all the sides, mac and cheese. And of course, all the Bud Light, all Bud Light Seltzer, all Michelob Ultra, all well drinks since it's a morning tailgate, all mimosas. It is phenomenal. And unlike other organizations, it is a 4-hour tailgate and 3 minutes walking. We are, I think, left field to home plate to Ford Field. So, make sure if you haven't signed up for the tailgate, do so now. We still have tickets and tailgate packages available. I think we are closed up on hotel packages right now, but we still have game day packages available. So again, greenlegion.com. Make sure you check that out. I want to see Detroit be our next pickle juice game. I think they are going to destroy. Detroit. You don't think Detroit remembers what happened last year? Yeah, I think they remember, and I still think they're a crappy-ass team.
Tell us how you really feel.
Who disagrees? Who disagrees with me? They're a crappy team. There's a reason why Jared Goff went to Detroit.
I mean,
Zach,
no, I mean, they're an awful organization. I mean, they have been for a long time. I mean, if you look at it, they forced to retire Megatron and Barry Sanders. Matthew Stafford probably gave them a few years longer than they actually deserved out of him and his body. But I mean, listen, I'm a big fan of their head coach. I like Dan Campbell. I hope he succeeds there. They can win 16 games after week one. I don't care. I want them to succeed, but at the same time, week one, they should destroy them. Top to bottom, the Eagles are a better team. They should destroy them.
Listen, you can do your whole Dave Dombrowski routine on Dan Campbell whenever you want.
Diaz, you look like you're too good at doing that. I hope someone got a still shot of you doing that because really, you're quite talented at it. I feel bad for your wife.
I have a question that stems from this particular question that Diaz wrote, and first, slash, we're on a short segment here. How much time do we have?
About 3 minutes.
Three. Yeah. Let's kick it off. I'll make the question real easy. Jonathan Gannon did not have a lot of talent on defense last year. Let's be completely honest, especially when he lost Brandon Graham. That went down the tubes. No linebackers other than Alex Singleton, who seemed to be making all his tackles from behind. Not much in the secondary, with the exception of Darius Slay, who did have a Pro Bowl season. But that being said, now that he has some weapons, now that he has a complimentary just come from this guy, are we going to see him? Because we're all saying, oh, we got to send the house to Jared Goff. All right, we didn't send the house to anybody last year. And that's why we had as little amount of sacks as we had. There was no disruption. There was no crazy Ivans. There was no weak side linebacker blitz. None of this. It didn't take place. Sack, go first, and then Diaz. I don't know how much time we'll get. If we can't get you Diaz on this one, we'll get you at the top of the hour.
I'm just going to be simple with this. They didn't have the toys to deploy. I mean, everyone says that you can blitz and you can blitz and you can blitz, but if you don't have players that are good at blitzing, what good is it to try and blitz? You're going to get caught and you're going to get destroyed. They did what they had with the personnel that they had. Diaz.
I don't know if this is considered a blitz, but they are talking about this 5-1-5 defense, and you know, you're sending five rushers, so, you know, on the line. I don't know if that that's a blitz, but also I think kind of differently. I think maybe they don't even need the blitz because they're getting the pressure from the four and they've got the extra guy in coverage. So I don't want to say like, oh, I don't want to see blitzes, but what I would like is that four guys get the pressure needed, especially with our big new dude who's, 6'6", 530 pounds. He's like Hulk back there. He just pushes them. He just pushes two linemen up front. You know, I kind of want to have the four guys run.
I have an army. We have a Hulk. Let's take a break right now, even if we're a little short. We'll make it up on the next one here. You guys, Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports, The Gambler, 102.5 FM, Philadelphia. Brought to you by our friends at Bucks County Baseball Company. Bucks County Baseball Company is the premier vintage sports clothing and collectibles retail store in the tri-state area. Visit www.buckscountybaseballco.com. We're stopped by their Bristol, PA location. Items from the Phillies, Eagles, Sixers, Flyers, and much, much more. Again, www.buckscountybaseballco.com, or go to their showroom. The website is bigger than the showroom for all of your excellent gear and vintage Philadelphia gear. Stop by Bucks County Baseball Company. You guys, we will be back on Green Legion Radio here on Fox Sports The Gambler. Right after this. Green Legion Radio here on Fox Sports The Gambler, everybody. We are having an excellent discussion about predictions for the Eagles. Not specific games, but who your breakout player is. What would you rather see in week one, the offense or the defense? We're talking a little bit about, hey, do we have enough bullets in the revolver at this point or in the magazine to see some more blitzing, see some corner blitzes, see some weak side linebacker blitzes, see that which we have not seen on the field to disrupt the quarterback's rhythm a little bit more. Diaz is coming back right now. I'm going to keep him on mute as long as I can. But we are at the top of the hour. It's a beautiful Saturday afternoon. You might be driving back from the shore or to the shore. Sam is the leading source for how many people are coming to the shore on a given weekend. Apparently, now that we're in August, not as many people are coming down to the shore. They're going away. Unfortunately, I will never see Disney World again, and I'm really happy about that, and I'm betting that's where half of the people are going. Uh-oh, we can't say any cuss words anymore. Little Diaz is – did you really get permission – from your wife?
Yeah, especially after a whole glass of bourbon.
To exploit your daughter like this?
It's so hard to make fun of him when that cute button is right next to him. That's so unfair.
I want to see what the mailman looks like.
Hate that guy. And Sam's muted. There we go. There would be no Diaz compliments here.
Hi. Say hi. Hi, Roey. Say hi. All right.
She's cute. Great radio, Diaz.
Who's her breakout player of the year?
I know Abby's breakout player of the year is the FedEx driver.
as she closed the door, great.
I'll tell you what, the only pro player she knows, Joel Embiid. You gotta believe it. Her favorite player.
Speaking of Philaden, that's Diaz.
And see you later, Diaz. But. All right. Well, let's continue with more questions here. Who has more receiving yards this season, A.J. Brown or Devontae Smith?
I thought this was a great question.
I think it's a great question.
I'm going to start this one off, and I actually think, and I'm not trying to be hot take, I think it's actually Devontae Smith. I think A.J. Brown, I'm super excited for A.J. Brown. He seems like T.O., but a nice guy. I mean, what else can you ask for, you know?
Well, T.O. was a nice guy his first year, too.
But A.J. Brown does get a little dinged up. He's a big play guy. I love him. I just think Devontae Smith going up against number twos this year, I think he's going to have more. A.J. Brown might have a bigger percentage or more highlight type plays where, like, look at that guy just run over those defensive backs. But I think Devontae Smith is going to be an easy – 6-7 catches, 80 yards a game, every single game.
I agree. I mean, I think Devontae Smith can have, I don't agree on the yards. I think A.J. Brown's going to have more yards, but I can see Devontae Smith having more receptions just because they have that 1 year, in the books. A.J. Brown, it might take a little bit for him to gel with Jalen Hurts, but once he gets going, I think there's no looking back.
I don't know. Who's the best friend of Jalen Hurts? A.J. Brown, you know, so for me, listen, man, you're always going to feed your best friends first. That's how it goes. Listen, Devontae's going to have better matchups. He's going to be going up against the other team's second corner. But remember, A.J. Brown is a physical freak, and he's going to catch the ball, and he's going to plow through people. We've said this since the trade back at the draft, how excited we were for the first time ever in our Eagles watching live since Andy Reid was here that – someone's going to implement in this offense the bubble screen, and you actually have a guy that can execute it and run people over and run through people. For the love of God, I can't wait. When they actually line up in that formation, I won't dread it for the first time in 25 years. Thank you, Jesus.
I think you have to look at one particular element. Sam, all right, you ready? Get in.
No. She said, thank you, Jesus, so I raised my arms to praise the Lord.
Yeah, gotcha. Okay.
Nice.
Excellent. So I think you have
great radio.
I think you have to talk about physical traits on this particular topic. Is Jalen Hurts? Jalen Hurts is not the tallest quarterback. All right. He's 6'1", which means he's probably 5'11 and a half, maybe 6 feet. All right. And I think one of the reasons why we saw situations last year where he couldn't pick or find Devontae Smith on the field, is there any concern there because of Devontae's height and Jalen Hurts' height that it's not in his vision?
Well, Devontae's like 6'1". I mean, he's not super tall, but he's not small.
Devontae is Allen Iverson, 5'10".
No.
Guys, I have a question. Do pro football players lie about their height the same way regular guys do?
They all do.
I don't lie about any measurements on me, Sam. I don't even know what you're talking about.
And he's gone again. So.
That was a real question. That was a serious question.
What the hell is wrong with you?
Yes, of course. Well, it matters. Like during the combine, all the numbers get inflated. But I don't know if they really do that. Not fillated, inflated.
You're such an idiot.
During the season, I don't think anyone really cares there. Unless you have some sort of, weight clause, like who was it? Who just had the
Eddie
weight
Lacy.
Clause?
Oh,
Eddie Lacy.
Eddie Lacy. Williamson. Oh man.
I'm going with AJ Brown. I think they're going to load up on this guy as much as possible. The only way Devontae actually has more receptions or receiving yards is if AJ Brown is out for any length of time. Period.
Which could be possible. I mean, he has had his fair share of soft tissue injuries over the last couple of years. It is possible, but you kind of want to hope that's in his rearview mirror.
Hey, Zach, did you say Smith or A.J. Brown?
I said Brown.
Okay, so I'm the only one that went with Smith. Okay.
Idiot.
Well, you're a contrarian.
I don't remember this by the end of the season.
Diaz, I saw something about this, but I didn't read any of it because, to be honest with you, I just don't care. But I think it's an excellent article that, if I read it, Jason Kelce, stories from teammates. Talk about that for a hot second.
Well,
because
it was on The Athletic, and I have The Athletic because I care about sports and like learning about them. So I have a subscription to it.
Doesn't show. Hold on real quick. Just an inside joke, everybody. Russ, that is all Sacks category today.
Fitting that's his name. They wrote, I don't know what you want to call it. I guess they interviewed Jason Kelce has played with, started next to, I don't know, 30 different linemen over his career, and they went and interviewed them and gave him like, what are your bet, you know, good stories, and he's crazy, and what some of the things he does. And it was good. It was a balance between, you know, his personality that we all love and then how he is on the field and, you know, from the first day there. Some of the interesting things that I thought that were kind of cool, like from the football perspective, was how him and Stoutland, they don't get in like out and out arguments and fights. But they'll argue like, okay, here's a front they see, and Kelce calls out something, Stout's calling something different, and they kind of, you know, argue about, you know, what's going to happen there, and what's the best way to play effectively against it. So, you know, the one thing that Kelce had said, he's not going to like ace the SAT. He's not that kind of smart guy. But he made it one comment in the story where he said, third grade teacher said, you know, he wasn't doing that good, but they said he was always really good at puzzles. So, you know, recognizing space, spatial awareness, and how to, you know, and how to solve that. So we see that on the field. I thought that was really interesting.
The one story that I saw is I didn't think I could hate Jason Babin any more than I already did.
This is the other side, yeah.
And then you hear what he did to his car, and then like it was posted on Instagram, and then Babin responded to it saying that he ran to Daddy, aka Fat Andy, I think is what he labeled Andy as, and that it was washable paint.
You remember when there was one guy protesting out in front of the NovaCare complex, and Kelce and Harriman's went out and asked him to stop. They all had Fat Andy's back.
Well, the sign was, I think it was Simon John. He wanted Andy fired, and he had a Fire Andy sign out there, and Kelce got mad with it, and that's where you started to hear about Jason Kelce. But God, Jason Babin. What a jackass. Like, I could not have been so happy in my whole life than when they got rid of him and he wound up getting picked off of waivers by the Jaguars. Mm-hmm. I was like, couldn't have happened to a better dude. Like, seriously, I don't care if it's washable paint or real paint. Like, I know back in the day, like 20 years ago, we were young and immature and we had car chalk and we would do stuff to people's windshields. But to paint someone's car and like a rookie like that, Jason Babin, you're a horse's ass.
Funny story about Jason Babin. I won his game tickets for, I think, the 2012.
I remember this.
Yeah, random. A friend of mine, we went up to camp with a lesser station's bus trip or something. I don't know. Anyway, he had some contest for the tickets. Hey, remember Babining? Hashtag Babining when he would do this or something like that when he would have a sack. Well, she happened, like, we were walking in and there was a big statue, you know, a big cardboard cutout of walking into camp. And she just did it to, like, be funny. And he had this contest. I said, hey, you should send this in. We might win. Yeah, we had his player seats for the home opener. It was that game, versus Baltimore. I think Vic won it, like, last minute of a touchdown.
No, it was a blocked field goal that was run back for a touchdown. Or, sorry, a blocked field goal. It was a Baltimore game at home, right?
No, that was the Chargers in 05.
That was the Chargers. It was Matt Ware. Oh.
Yeah.
No. The Baltimore game. Hold on. Keep going.
It was like 2012 or 13. Yeah. I think it was 2012. Yeah. But yeah, Babin. Oh my God. He the worst. So anyway. So, what was great about that story though, Zach? Yes. Babin put a bunch of Richards all over his car. But what they said is he came. There was a special teams meeting going on. Kelce, who was a rookie, right? Yeah, 2012. He was a rookie. Comes barging into the office like an angry, like the angriest bear you've ever seen, screaming,
just because the utter disrespect, and it was wrong. Like, he makes a decision quickly, and he's like, that was wrong, and he was so fired up. People were, like, afraid and, like, kind of backing away from him and stuff. He was tearing through the through Lehigh looking for whoever did it because he was disrespected, and you're like, man, dude. Speaking, it's Hall of Fame weekend. I cannot wait for the Canton invasion whenever Kelsey gets in. I hope he plays forever, but I also can't wait for that trip.
Seriously, that would be one reason for holding on to this thing for 5 more years. Cause he's first ballot. No, I don't.
I don't think he's 100%. First ballot.
5-time, 6-time Pro Bowler? 6-time now. 100%.
Four-time All Pro.
Dawkins wasn't first ballot.
Yes, he was.
No, he wasn't.
No, he wasn't. Dawkins was second.
Second year.
Second. Okay.
Listen, man, it's hard to be. You have to be like the creme de la creme to be first.
You have
ballot.
It all depends on who you're going up in that class. That's true, and I remember that the class. You know, they had to go with what's his name, the safety from the Bucks. That's now the general
Lynch,
manager.
John Lynch.
Yeah, and everybody was going. Well, Lynch wasn't a better safety than Dawkins, but Lynch won a Super Bowl.
And Ed Reed was the other, right?
Yeah. So
Ed Reed and Lynch were after him. There's like a lineage that goes in there. Like, it depends on how many offensive linemen are ahead of Kelsey that have had to wait. I mean, you know, T.O. had to wait 2 years, but I mean, that's largely because he was a Richard. You know, Marvin Harrison had to wait years.
A positional logjam. Whoever's doing the petition, because how it works is the local beat writer that's on the writers, there's 50 writers, they have to, like, you know, kind of give a little presentation and not like slideshow, but talk about why. All you got to do is turn on that Super Bowl speech. I mean, that Super Bowl, the parade, you know, that's great. Then you show all the clips of him. He's made all the All Pros. He's won a title. He's been a captain. I mean, he's, you know, it's, there's a chance he could be first team. I don't think it would be, but like Kip Quimby said, it matters how many offensive linemen are in front of him. And I think it's kind of hard for centers to get in. But I mean, who, you know, you talk about the last decade of Eagles football, maybe Fletcher Cox, but, you know, Kelsey's certainly been doing it longer.
I'll say it again. Kelsey, first ballot.
First ballot.
Yeah, and you're talking to somebody who was on Kelsey's back for a while. You didn't have a great season, Kelsey, but guy's been consistent. We have to remember, we have had two decades of a center that most teams dream of having. Between him and Jamal Jackson,
Hank Fraley,
I mean, we have just not had to worry about that position for quite some time. And let's be honest, there is nobody on the field that touches the ball in a game more than your center. I'm hoping that Cam Jurgens is going to be that answer too, and we don't have to worry about that. We have lived a charmed existence at that position, and people need to realize that, man. It's a crucial position, and we've been lucky as hell. And again, first ballot. So I said my breakout player was Miles Sanders. Is he going to listen to the critics? Are we going to get Mr. Miles Castellanos on the field this year?
We'll get his 11 games in.
I mean, we already know what the ceiling is for him. It can't be any worse than the floor, which was 0 touchdowns last year. You know, I was listening to Brian Westbrook a couple weeks ago that was talking about this, and he said there's a difference between, you know, playing injured and playing through injuries. And that's something Miles Sanders has to understand. Like, if you want to get paid and you want to get paid like a top-tier back, granted, it's not going to be here, because the Eagles aren't going to be stupid like the Cowboys were, because running backs are a dime a dozen. If he wants to get paid, it's going to have to be elsewhere, but he has to put it on tape, and he has to put it on tape for 17 games. I hope you're right. I want you to be right, because I think, like, yeah, we know what Boston Scott can give you against the Giants, and we saw Kenny Gainwell in certain periods last year, and I know you want Jordan Howard back, but... Miles Sanders. I wasn't saying it as a jab. I'm just saying, like, you know, if we're talking about our running backs, that's where it's at.
Well, LeGarrette Blount first, and if he's not available, then Jordan Howard.
But like, I want Miles Sanders to succeed because I think that.
And both of them are gone. I could do this all day. That'd be Captain America.
Thanks for letting me back in, Sam.
But that was me.
Thank you, DS. Appreciate you,
buddy.
But I want him to succeed. I hope he does well. But man, he has to play through those nagging injuries. Westbrook did it for years. He wouldn't practice, but on Sunday you knew he was playing, and that's what Miles Sanders finally has to get to.
Get that shot of cortisone and get your ass on the field.
And hold on to the ball. Catch the ball. Was it the first pass of the preseason here? I know preseason stats don't matter, but the very first pass to him, he like bobbled it four times before bringing it down. No coverage, no pads, nothing. It's like, oh my God, catch the ball.
You have to realize right now that you're not going to see Miles Sanders catching a whole lot of balls out of the backfield. In these packages, they are going to try to get Kenny Gainwell the ball very much this year. And it's not, Miles is going to take the majority of the snaps. Kenny Gainwell may get 4 to 6 snaps a game, but he's also going to have the ball thrown to him 3 to 5 times a game out of the backfield easily. I wouldn't look in, and Diaz, you're right, which also pains me to say, but, did you feel that shortness of breath there? Sanders has not been reliable catching the ball, and I don't think you're going to see him get those opportunities. Those packages, I mean, you're going to have to keep defenses honest when Kenny Gainwell's in the backfield. I don't know how you do it. You're going to have to, you know, he could run, he could come out of the back, you know, whatever it is, but I don't think Sanders is going to see a lot of passes this year.
I think you might see them get creative a little bit more this year with Kenny Gainwell. I could see them splitting him out into the slot. I could see them both lining up in the backfield together, handing the ball off to Miles, but also at the same time having an option to pass to Kenny Gainwell.
A four receiver set with the fastest wide receiver in the league, Quez Watkins.
Yeah. I mean, and think about it too. If Quez is going to be your slot receiver and he's the one that's going to be busting it through the middle and taking up that safety over top, what's that going to do with Goddard through the seam?
I got to ask this question, man. I'm sorry. What's that?
I said Goddard, my breakout player.
I wouldn't call him the best producer in the business for nothing.
you just said that which I'm worried about. All right. Quez Watkins is going to have the middle of the field. All right. As your slot receiver, this guy weighs 170 pounds. If he hadn't had a bowel movement in 2 weeks. All right.
Analogies you're giving?
Because I can't cuss right now, and I don't want Slash to have to go through the work.
Is that part of your diet?
Kiss my ass, Zach.
You're not eating curse words now?
No, even better. There you go.
I'm not cursing right now. I'm limiting my calories and I'm flushing Colombian Doritos. You know?
Hey, did you guys see what Quez Watkins said this week?
Yeah, he said he's the fastest receiver in the league.
I love it. It's great.
And he's not going to get off the line if he has anybody his size that's guarding him. I don't see Quez Watkins being a breakout receiver. I don't see Quez Watkins being a great receiver in any way. He's fast. That's it. All right. He doesn't have size. He doesn't have great hands. All right. He's fast. That's it. And on that note, we're going to come back after break and see what our panel has to say about that. Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports The Gambler, 102.5 FM, Philadelphia. Be back right after this.
The Gambler, presented by Cure Auto Insurance.
Everybody, Green Legion Radio here on Fox Sports The Gambler, 102.5 FM, Philadelphia. Hope you're enjoying your Saturday afternoon with us. We are pre-recording the show on Thursday. It's supposed to be nice weather, so I hope you're not rained out on your drive to or from the shore. We're also, per our host of Baseball Brunch, Chris Sackmaster, we'll be implementing the Brittany Griner Jackass of the Week Award moving forward. I already have my nomination, and we'll talk about that at the end of the show. Michael Scott, welcome to the room. Antonio Williams, Keenan Harmon, always with us. Russ Taylor, who else am I missing? Lou Mancini, Michael Diaz. I wish he was in that room and not with us on the actual video here.
Truer words have never been spoken.
Right, right. Yeah, you guys, we appreciate you being here as always. Fred Barnett, Calvin Williams, you think that was the best wide receiver combo we had? It was a nice, was that the Detroit? No. Yeah.
Yeah, Detroit, a playoff win, yeah.
Yeah, that 56-point destruction.
Scott Mitchell.
Oh, God. Rodney Pete.
Ray Fonts. Is it Wayne Fonts? Ray Fonts?
I can't answer that one.
Coach? He looked like an old Italian mobster.
So our conversation prior to...
great stuff.
Prior to the break... where were we, actually? I don't even remember.
We were talking about Miles Sanders.
Still Sanders? We were still on that?
Well, before that, we were talking about how you were always on Kelsey's back. I don't know.
if you guys can't see what's going on, every time Diaz gives me a little bit of grief, I am removing him entirely from the room. I'll have to figure out how to block him permanently at some point.
You didn't curse him out, though. You've cursed me out in the show, so
yeah.
Batting 1,000.
He is a bit of a unicorn sometimes, you know. He's a bit of a butterfly. He's a liberal. You know,
okay, I was going to say, I've upgraded from snowflake to unicorn. At least a unicorn has some strength. I mean,
well,
snowflake that was the worst.
Your forehead is unavoidable right now, so unicorn came to mind first.
Yeah. He's a peacock. You got to let him spread his wings.
Hold on. Ready? That's hysterical.
Speaking of which, Noah Syndergaard gave up a run.
Terrible addition.
This is a terrible, terrible trade. We also
I'm gonna bring this back for you, Diaz.
I'd like to take this time in the show here. We're nearing the end. We still got plenty of time. We need a Quimby weight loss update here. Quimby has been shedding pounds. Now we all thought that once he went away for a week, that was off. He'll return next week and get back on it. But how's your struggle going, buddy?
I've lost 9 pounds since I left on Friday.
Ooh. 9 real pounds.
9 real pounds. Yeah. I have been working out twice a day and a calorie intake of no more than probably 1250. A little bit of whiskey at night. Johnny Walker Black, about 6 shots, putting me to sleep. That's only 69 calories a shot, and I'm burning that off
giggity
on the treadmill.
6 shots. Six shot nightcap.
It would be 69, wouldn't it?
Well, no, I'm actually drinking it on ice right now. Just making it last a little bit longer, trying to prolong it. So I'm,
giggity.
All right. Here we go.
When people say they're going away and they're going to lose weight, it's because they have a procedure done. That's if they go away to have these procedures.
Yeah, no, you can. Sam, you're more than welcome to inspect my entire body for incisions. Okay. No, I'm just working my ass off. I'm in a good spot right now. I'm hungry all the time, but I'm not mentally hungry, if that makes sense. I haven't had anything to eat for about 5 hours right now, and I'm hungry, but I'm also, as soon as I get done here, I'm about to smack you.
What? Because normally when we think protein, we think Diaz.
Yeah. Well, all right, let's get.
I know Sam does.
Come on, here we go. Let's keep it clean for the rest of the show. I'll be drunk next time we're in studio.
Okay. All right. Okay. Yeah, you're a lot more.
Old Quimby will be back, but
yeah. A salad and chicken for dinner didn't entice you to keep listening to the show.
Everybody's been asking me what I'm doing, and it's just, man, this is, weight loss is not rocket science. Remember when Nutrisystem was out and they were sending you meals and their shtick was, oh, we've discovered, the difference between good carbs and bad carbs. Yeah. What is a potato roll that has 110 calories compared to a slice of absolute crap roll that has 40 and tastes like cardboard? Exactly. That's the difference between good carbs and bad carbs. It's the amount of calories that are in them. Calorie counting, it's the simplest to me. I get it. Some people refuse to deprive themselves of calories. But you can find foods that are extremely low in calories that can make you full. Look, here's, but, and Eric Bayless, Crazy Eric, Hop Smith, our tailgate, and Fat Poor, in Chicago during December. He and I talked about it. If you want to lose weight, you got to count every calorie. You have to count every calorie. You have to keep up on it every day so you know what you're doing. And those people that say, oh, don't weigh yourself every day. No, don't weigh yourself every day. Weigh yourself 5 or 6 times a day so you can see if you're going off course.
I don't necessarily agree with that. I mean,
Shut up. Hey, don't talk about my mule like that.
Oh my God. First of all, that's not true. And every body type is different. So what I do,
at the end of all of it, it's calories in, calories out, period.
Yeah, but it's also when are you eating those calories? If you're
eating,
it
doesn't matter when you're eating those calories.
If you're eating 1,200 calories before you go to bed and then sleeping on it, that's useless.
Well, hold on. I mean, let's get to the crux. You're not eating late at night. You're stopping 4 or 5 hours before you go to sleep. That's a given. All right, your body is not going to metabolize any calories when you're asleep. Your heart rate's down. Everything is down. You're not going to burn anything. I know. I get it. You're taking advice from a guy who's been a chubby bastard for the last 10 years, but I've always known how to lose weight. I just never really felt like it. I do now.
I'd like to also commend you, Quimby. I thought your obsessive compulsive disorder would make you weigh yourself like on every half hour, but only 4 or 5 times a day. I mean, that's some.
So, It really isn't. And you have to be a little bit careful, because a lot of the low calorie items that you could be eating, like pickles have no calories, chicken broth. All right. I've got this thing of chicken bouillon I carry around if I need my sodium fix. I'm not a sweets person, so that's good. You tack on calories real fast there. I'm a sodium junkie. It's 5 calories per teaspoon, but it's got a lot of sodium. So you have to be careful. If you're going to eat a lot of salt, you have to sweat it out. You have to sweat that water out of your cells. And even more importantly, when you're trying to make something like a green salad, a romaine lettuce salad with cherry tomatoes taste somewhat reasonably good, you use fat-free Italian dressing that has 15 calories per tablespoon. Most people will try to get their dressing all over that salad, and it's impossible because of the nature of how a salad rests on a plate. What you do is you throw 3 tablespoons of Italian dressing into a Tupperware container and put all the greens and tomatoes in there and shake it up so you're not spreading 10 tablespoons around to get it around the entire leaf. 3 tablespoons, you can absolutely taste all the Italian dressing. So right there alone, you could have a massive salad that fills up your stomach with a total of about 70 or 80 calories.
Is this still a sports show?
I was about to say, our ratings are going through the roof.
You're the asshat that just asked me that question, so go to hell. How much time do we have left before?
I wanted to know if you're staying
3 minutes.
That's it.
Yeah, we wasted 10 minutes, so we got 5 left.
Next on the Right on Cue show is when we'll go back to...
You don't have to come back, dude. It's okay.
I wouldn't be missing anything.
Dick Vermeil inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame this weekend. Do you care?
Nope. Absolutely. Yes. Oh, of course. Absolutely, you do. Of course. Man. I mean, come on. No, listen.
I'm happy for him. No, you're right. You're right. A golf clap. No, it's nice. It's but you know, who cares?
Let me pose that question a little different. Dick Vermeil gets into the Hall of Fame by winning a Super Bowl. Do we agree or disagree on that?
Yeah. I think that it's a crowning achievement of his career.
I just say yes or no.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So he didn't win it with the Eagles. I couldn't give a crap. There you go. Dick Vermeil is in the Hall of Fame because of what he did with St. Louis, not because of what he did with the Eagles. Period. So, do I care? Do I care? No.
I disagree.
Has Dick called in on the show? No. Why do I care? Is there any reason for the Green Legion to run a trip to Canton for the induction of Dick Vermeil's Hall of Fame?
No, but to be fair to Sack, he also thought Ruben Amaro Jr. was a good GM. So, I mean, you know.
I'm sorry. Quimby, why don't you chime in? Because last season on Baseball Brunch, we did have Ruben Amaro Jr. on the program, and you stepped up to the mic and you thanked him.
Yeah, I wanted to call him an asshat, but I just did that because Murph was worried that that I was going to say something awful.
We both were.
I love old Quimby.
I can lie with the best of them, boys. Don't worry about it.
Dick Vermeil took three downtrodden franchises and turned them into something that they never were. Winners.
Hold on a second. Let me ask that question again. Is Dick Vermeil in the Hall of Fame if he doesn't win a Super Bowl with the Rams?
No, but that's that's a lot of head
coaches. Okay, hold on a second. Yes or no?
No.
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 He's not in the Hall of Fame unless he wins a Super Bowl. Did he do it in Philly? No. What were we? First place loser. Or second, what's the term?
The first loser.
First loser.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. So, guess what? Sorry, Dick.
Whoa, Richard.
Nope, not in this context. Wait, where are we? Do we have another break coming up?
Yeah, we got 2 minutes here.
I mean,
what if you look at all time like Pro Football Hall of Fame though, what is gonna last longer? Dick Vermeil's crying at the podium or Ray Lewis's speech 4 years ago when we were in Canton?
Did anybody think Dick Vermeil was not gonna cry?
I mean, I'm talking like lengthwise. Like it was 40 minutes of a speech for Ray Lewis. I mean,
did anyone stay for Ray Lewis? I mean, the minute Dawkins was done, I was heading right back to Jersey's to
Me and my wife, we stuck around because I was a Randy Moss fan, so I wanted to see Moss. Second I saw Ray Lewis going on stage, no.
By the way, having to be on the bus back from Jersey's while Diaz is singing American Pie.
An all-time Green Legion moment.
I swear to God, there was almost roadkill on that highway.
Big Donald. No, there was mutiny. There was mutiny, dude. If you weren't getting complaints about him and emails after that, I don't know what else you would have got complaints for.
Remember when we will leave his name out because he is not proud of this moment, but remember when our trusty security slept through half of the tailgate?
Yeah. He showed up. We're walking at whatever time. It's from 12 to 4. And the reason he's in Ohio is to check people at the door and make sure everything is okay. He strolls in at 3:30. Because we had too much fun in Cleveland the night before. Cleveland!
All right, let's take a break right now. Come back here. Anybody have anything they want to talk about before we get into the rest of the league?
Well, we have our Brittany Griner Jackass of the Week Awards. So.
We do need that. We do need that. Anything else? Because I'm gonna enjoy talking a few minutes about the appeal of the Deshaun Watson suspension. This is just gonna make me happy. But alright, let's do this. Take a break. Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports The Gambler, 102.5 FM Philadelphia. On behalf of Sackmaster, Super Sam, Slash Diaz, and myself, Quimby, we're happy you're joining in. We got one more segment. It's a short one. We'll be back. Diaz. Oh my God, you are such an idiot. Mute yourself whenever you leave. There you go, sunshine. Look at Sack. Sack's just sitting back going, ugh, can't deal with it. You guys, Green Legion Radio. Unfortunately, back with Diaz right after.
The Gambler, presented by Cure Auto Insurance.
everybody. Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports, The Gambler, 102.5 FM, Philadelphia. If you're losing the signal, make sure you join us on the iHeartRadio app by downloading it and subscribing to Fox Sports, The Gambler, Philadelphia, and then Green Legion Radio. You'll get all the programs, including the Fryer Place, hosted by Irving Fryer, live on Friday afternoons at noon. You'll get the Right on Cue show one of these days when we get our crap together. And maybe one of these days soon, we'll actually have some more episodes of Ice to Shorts, Winter Sports. I mean,
yeah, what happened to that? That's a dying breed.
Well, I mean, I don't know how you can't have it. I mean, the Flyers are positioning themselves to be absolute menaces in the NHL.
The biggest news from the Flyers is Michael Raffle signed with some like other country.
Listen,
that's the last
man,
thing
don't,
I heard about
don't,
anything Flyers related.
Don't pin this on me, okay? I'm doing two shows a week. This jackass right over here, if he wants to do a show, he's the host of it. All he has to do is just say, "Hey, when do you want to do it?" and I'll jump in with him. But no, blame it on the quaff. Don't blame it on the sack.
Slash and I are going to take over that slot, and we're just going to make fun of the rest of you guys during a 45-minute takedown.
Quinn, I would love to hear you speak on the radio for more than 2 minutes.
Sam, that better be cheddar cheese. Cheddar. I'm sick of this American stuff. I want high, fine cheddar.
So what we want to get to right now, yeah, you and Brittany Griner. The NFL appeals to Sean Watt's 6-game suspension ruling from Judge. Thanks for not putting the rest of it in. League wants a minimum of a 1-year suspension. Goodell will not be handling the appeal. He has power to if he chooses. Anybody want to weigh in on that?
I'm surprised that Goodell is keeping his hands off. This is the first case. I mean, this is a huge, you know, high profile case with one of their supposed stars of the league. But the way that the CBA was negotiated last time with this, you know, after the Ray Rice nonsense and all that, was that an independent arbiter will make the decision on any punishment, if anything, right? It's independent of the league, but the NFL can appeal any decision, and Roger Goodell has the right to make a decision on the appeal, and it's binding and unilateral. No one can challenge it. So with something this high profile, I'm honestly surprised that Goodell is stepping away from it. I don't know about you guys.
Doesn't sound like he's stepping away. It sounds like he can just come back in and determine or no?
No.
He said it's an outside
of the league. They didn't name a person or a body or, you know, whoever is going to be making the appeal decision, but he said that he will not be involved.
I think that's right on par. I mean, when has Goodell ever stepped in to, you know, enforce any action?
The only time that Goodell has ever stepped in was when he went after Tom Brady for deflating footballs. But he can't step up in domestic violent cases like this.
Yeah.
He is kind of a weak commissioner. Can we all agree on that?
Awful.
Very inconsistent at that. Yeah.
I mean, he is Bettman light.
Yeah. Well, this is
like the Camino
topic.
Warrior. The Camino Warrior, Adam Silver, is so great. He gets stepped on by his players all day long.
He's on my crap list. He's a snake.
We touched on this, and actually, the 305 Sports Babe, make sure you check her out on YouTube and subscribe. Ashley Nataliana down in Miami. So, I get a little worked up when I talk about teams that have been difficult to work with. And then the Falcons sent out an inter-office NFL email to ticket offices saying, "Oh, don't work with the Green Legion." Well, the Dolphins chimed in on that email and said I was difficult to work with. Hey, guess what? Your owner is Stephen Ross. All right? You guys are taking commands and leads from one of the biggest douchebag owners in the league, probably ever. I am – the only thing that pisses me off about this particular levy of punishment is the fact that $1.5 million to a guy that's worth $8 billion doesn't matter.
That's all right. Change.
I think they should have added 2 zeros and put it in a fund for something.
All right. You're not making a dent. Why, what makes you think this is going to make a dent in the Dolphins play? A first and a third round. They still have a first round from, the 49ers next year. It's not a high pick, but they still have a first rounder. So that doesn't really matter. This is nothing. This is, if you're trying, I mean, him not being allowed in his own stadium is pretty funny. I dig that.
No, but just real quick about Stephen Ross. I mean, like, suspending the owner. I mean, really, wow. I mean, you're really cracking down on the owner by suspending him and telling him to spend more time on his yacht on South Beach. Get the hell out of here. You're not doing anything with that.
You still have a cell phone and email. What do you know?
The most interesting thing with that I didn't know reading over that is that
He's not allowed to attend an owner's meeting until 2023.
He can't represent he can't be associated with the team at all, but he's been tampering with Tom Brady since 2019. I'm like, the only person that's tampering with Tom Brady longer is our very own Super Sam Brady.
I knew it was coming before he even spoke. I knew it was
2019, 2020, 2021, and then they got caught tampering really with three teams. Tom Brady when he was with the Patriots, then Tom Brady when he was with the Bucks, and then Sean Payton when he's with the Saints. He got caught tampering with three teams. I mean, there's the stuff like what's going on in the NBA. We don't have time to talk about it, but you know, the Sixers and the Knicks are being investigated with tampering. Like there's some, you're going to talk to players and agents and coaches and everything, but when you're aggressively suiting them, promising them ownership stake, to come over and it doesn't work this year, so next year you do it again, then the player changes teams and you do it again? It's insane. It's hilarious. Oh man.
Happy 45th birthday, by the way, Tommy.
And now that Luis Dominguez has finally decided to join us in the room at the very tail end of our show, right when we start talking about the Dolphins, the funny part is we are laughing hysterically about the Stephen Ross situation and all Dolphins fans care about is bringing back their older logo to soften the blow for Stephen Ross being a jerk.
There you go.
There you go. And by all Dolphins fans, we mean all of them, Luis and Ashley.
Slash, how much time do we have left?
2 minutes.
All right. The official term, because we're doing it right now, and then we're getting out of here, you guys.
Brittany Griner, Jackass of the Week Award. And real quick, I'll give you mine. The Toronto Blue Jays traded for Whit Merrifield, who led the American League in hits in 2018 and 2019. The sad part is he's not vaccinated, so he can't play for them. He can't even be in Canada where they play their home games. You just brought Kyrie Irving to Major League Baseball. Congratulations, Toronto Blue Jays.
Sam, you got one?
Oh, Mike Diaz. Do you know him?
Never heard. Unfortunately, we're looking at the glare right now. Yeah.
I know.
Slash, what do you got?
I don't have one this week. I don't.
My honorary and second nomination was Diaz for not muting himself every time he ran out of the room to take a piss. But, first nomination, the Washington Nationals. You couldn't find a way to pay your ultimate star player. And another one leaves the house. You guys, how you ever won a title is beyond me. Zach, go.
Since 2018, players that have left the Nationals via trade or free agency, Bryce Harper, Anthony Rendon, Max Scherzer, Trey Turner, Juan Soto. Those are franchise difference makers, and they've lost them all. And they offered their thank you to Juan Soto the other day on Twitter, which I responded by saying he'll get the other half of this this thank you when he turns 65 years old in 40 years.
I do have one before Diaz goes. Mine is Quimby.
Ooh.
For talking 10 minutes about his having the same diet as a newborn rabbit. So that's mine.
we'll start calling him Bunny. We'll think of a name.
Rabbit. Bad Bunny. Bad Bunny.
Bad Bunny.
Oh, God.
My Griner.
Hey, excuse me. It's a Tito's thing.
My grinder of the week is the Miami Heat organization for whining to the
Yes, move back from your microphone, you drunk idiot.
Oh, my God. The Heat culture. Just because P.J. Tucker wants to be a part of Sixers culture, Heat fans, Luis is all, oh, how is this possible? This isn't fair. The only time that teams get investigated in the NBA for tampering is when other teams complain about it. And the Heat, you guys are soft. You're weak. Heat culture is nothing. Let's go.
All right.
Hey, and I will be taking a full segment next week for the rest of my rabbit diet.
Everybody diet corner?
We'll call it Q's corner. It's all good, bro.
Q's corner, yes.
Everybody. Green Legion Radio on Fox Sports The Gambler, 102.5 FM Philadelphia. If you can't get us on the radio, make sure you download the iHeartRadio app. You can get us anywhere, anytime around the world. Subscribe to Fox Sports Philadelphia, The Gambler, and subscribe to Green Legion Radio. On behalf of Shut Up DS, Chris Sackmaster, Super Sam Brady, and Slash, and of course, our brethren in arms that is on vacation, the Reverend Dr. Irving Fryer. My name's Quimby. We appreciate you guys, and we will see you next week.